With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, after the fact, the parent company of YouTube and Google now admits to giving in to Biden administration demands limiting free speech, censorship that saw certain users shut out.
Those who saw their YouTube videos and other content banned during COVID-19 and the 2020 election were invited back to the platform Tuesday in an astonishing mea culpa from the company that blamed their censorship on Biden administration pressure tactics. Alphabet Incorporated, the company that operates Google and YouTube, wrote in a letter Tuesday to Congress that they were forced into removing content by Mr. Biden and his senior aides. Company officials acknowledged that they had gone too far in banning content related to the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 presidential election results. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Holding nothing back, President Trump tells the UN General Assembly that Western countries are being ruined by mass migration that he says is being promoted and funded by the UN. Where should the Trump Presidential Library be located? Well, Ron DeSantis has a suggestion.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing to establish President Trump's Presidential Library in an iconic stretch of downtown Miami, a parcel of land adjacent to the Freedom Tower, a historic building rising alongside the glitzy condos facing palm tree-lined Biscayne Bay. In a video posted to social media, State Attorney General James Uffmeyer touted the plan.
Florida will be blessed to house the Presidential Library for one of our very own state residents and to be a part of preserving such meaningful history.
Florida's cabinet is slated to vote on the plan on September 30th. I'm Julie Walker.
Ryan Ruth faces a life sentence after being convicted of trying to kill then-candidate Donald Trump in Florida last year. He'll be sentenced in December. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 70 points. This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state sports league. The decision overturns a previous one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league as a legal battle continues in court. This is SRN News. The robots are coming, and the national pastime may never be quite the same.
Major League Baseball's 11-man competition committee has approved use of the automated ball strike system in the major leagues in 2026. Human umpires will still call balls and strikes, but teams can challenge two calls per game. Challenges must be made by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. A team retains its challenge if successful. Reviews will be shown as digital graphics on outfield video boards. Adding robot umpires could reduce ejections, as most are related to balls and strikes. The system has been tested in the minor leagues since 2019. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signals a cautious approach to future interest rate cuts. That is in sharp contrast to other Fed officials who have called for a more urgent approach on interest rates. More details at SRNNews.com.